Just as we have gathered and the objective of our gathering, assembling, is for tazkiyah and tafsiyah, purification, for cleaning ourselves, to improve ourselves. This is the reason why we have arranged and gathered together, for sitting here, listening, gathering together, by discussing with each other. Our objective is, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He cleans and purifies our batin, our inner state. And at least something we will attain and benefit. At least Allah, that our mistakes we've made or the sins we've committed, that we start to understand and become conscious of that and accept that. And at least this is a good thing, that a human being, if he has done wrong, he accepts, he is aware, then he can start to undertake the journey to solve the problem. If we know about the disease, then we can try to solve the disease. If we don't even know what the disease is, the problem is, then how will we solve that issue? In the same way, today there's a point that I would like to share and mention and to discuss. And that is such a point that if a sinner, there's a person who is a sinner, he is an extreme sinner, sins a lot, does a lot of wrong things. And if he understands this point that we will discuss today, then that sinful person will become the God-fearing person. If he takes all of them, he won't just become a God-fearing person, rather he will become a pious person, an upright person. And further than that, he will become the friend of Allah. He will become the wali of Allah. And I'll go further than that, he'll become the ghawth, a special title of wali. He'll become a kutub. So this starts from the person who is the worst of the sinners. So what is the point that if we take hold of it and understand and implement it, that we can transform ourselves, if we are from the worst of the sinner to the wali of Allah? My brothers, the parts and the learnings and the complete hadith are learning for us, are beneficial for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not put a burden on his ummah. And the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to present easy, straightforward formulas, methods and advices so that we could easily travel on the path of purity and goodness. And even if it's hard, so what? At least we will be saved from Jahannam, the hellfire. Rather, not save ourselves from hellfire, but reach to the path of going close to Allah, a sinner, the worst of the sinners. And after taking hold of this point, he'll become wali of Allah, the ghaus, the qutb, and he'll become so high in status and rank. So, first, all of us, we should make the niyyah, the intention that will we practice on this? Say inshallah, then we will benefit. Of course, if we have the intention, we want to benefit. So everybody make a benefit, do dua to Allah, that Allah, that today the words that are reaching to us, the learnings that are reaching to us, Allah Ta'ala, allow us to do amal on this, give us the tawfiq, and let's listen clearly, attentively, and it is apparent that such majalis gatherings within these insan, the person who sits and thinks, I'm the best, I'm okay, I'm already good, I do a lot of worship, I'm a muttaqi, I'm God fearing, then he doesn't need to come here. Because only the person who is ill will go to the doctor. And he will say, doctor, please help me, I need the cure. So if a person who thinks he's the patient and comes and thinks he's already perfect, then there's no point of attending. Whenever you attend the gathering, a place of benefit, don't think that you are perfect, you are fine, and this is for other people. Even if the nafs reminds you, oh, you did this ibadah today, you did this worship, you are very high in rank and status, you are pious, nobody is higher. Rather, we are all low. Allah, please elevate me, because at the moment I am too low. And this is the point that should come to our mind. And then we will benefit from the Quran and the Hadith. So as I was requesting and saying, that worse than us, more sinful than us, is there anybody? Probably not. Let's not look out of the window. Let's look within ourselves. That what am I from top to bottom, sin upon sin. And today, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, if we practice on this solution, I speak to myself, And you look at yourself. When I speak, I'm thinking about myself, speaking to myself. In this gathering, forget the locality, in the gathering, in the assembly, there's nobody more sinful than me in this locality. Maybe everyone else is sinful due to me. So until I don't have that yaqeen and certainty that I will go towards this cure, then I cannot be improved. I cannot improve myself. So if I think I'm a sinner, Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to come here, Allah has delivered this message to me, first and foremost, I'll put my hand up and say that I will practice on this. Now it's your choice if you want to also put your hands up. It's your choice now. So it's very, very simple to understand. Alhamdulillah. And for us to do this, it will not be difficult. I will just present the meaning of the hadith in your presence, in your court. What is the meaning of the hadith? We are sinners. And we are immersed and wrapped in the sins. And we are far from the deen. And we are far from the reality of Islam. And there are many deficiencies within us. And we want to correct this. Then do one thing. Do one thing. Just one thing. What do we have to do? What do we have to do? Just we have to practice the minimum that within our hearts, whenever a good thought comes to our hearts, then we straightway implement that action. Is this hard? This is not hard. That's it. A good thought has come. Oh, let me give water to this person. Is this not a good deed? Give the water to that person. As you're walking or traveling, a good thought comes to mind. There's a stone here, a rock here, somebody's going to knock into this, bump into this, move it out of the way. So you had a good intention and you did the action, what did it become? A good deed. When you have a good intention and then you act on it, it becomes a good deed. It doesn't become a sin, does it? So you thought, oh, there's a person, he's hungry here. Oh, let me feed him, give him some food. You had the thought. You had the thought in your heart, in your mind. What should you do straight away? Bring it to reality. Practice it. Feed that person. The feeding that person doesn't mean that you have to lay on a big, massive feast. No, just give him a bit of food. Or you see somebody who's in poverty, give some sadaqah, charity. When you give that sadaqah, becomes a good deed. Oh, there's a person, he's doing wudu, maybe he hasn't got the miswak. Quickly go buy the miswak and go, hey brother, here's the miswak for you. Brush your teeth. What does that become? A good deed. A person, his heart is broken. And you are speaking to him, making him smile and laugh. What are you doing? You're making it a good deed. Somebody is separated from us, and I go to him, and he's got a problem with me, and I win him over, and his heart is happy. That's a good deed. Somebody, you feed somebody. Somebody likes something, he prefers something. You know this person, he prefers that thing. Okay, today I'll buy that for him, or I'll take this for him, because he likes it. It comes into your heart, doesn't it? Oh, today that brother, let me invite him, because he likes this, or let me invite this person. Oh, let me invite Imran. He's coming to my heart and I haven't even done anything yet. But I invite him. When I invite him, what will that thought become? It will become what? A good deed. So everything, whatever comes to your mind, and a good thought, and you practice on that good thought, what does that become? A good deed. It becomes a deed of worship. And where will that take us? It will take a person to become a ghaus. A wali of Allah. From a little thing like that, so cool little thing, but we practice on it, we can become walis of Allah. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this very easy for us to implement. Okay, for example, you have to give miswak to somebody, you will buy it and give it to him. Or if you want to invite someone, it's coming to your heart, let me invite somebody. It looks a little bit difficult, feels a little bit difficult. Okay, I'll put some water into the glass and give to that person. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it even easier than this to do good deeds. And he has stated that when you meet somebody, in front of him you are, then smile at him and meet him, greet him, that will be a good deed. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful method, beautiful advice. On a little statement like this, we practice and we meet someone and we meet him with a smile. What does that smile become? A good deed. And where will that deed take me? To become a ghaus, a qutb, a wali of Allah. Such elevation you will attain on one deed. One good deed. So easy is this formula, and where we can go from a small level to the highest level of piety, of nearness to Allah, of the wali of Allah. And when we think of something good like this, we suppress the thought, we suppress it. Oh, no. Oh, I can't practice this. Oh, I have to feed him. Oh, no. This is whispering of something. Oh, I can't do this. I have to go to that person to meet him, to make him feel happy. Me. You, us, let's all experience how many good thoughts come into our minds and hearts during the day, and we suppress those thoughts, don't we? In the thousands, a good thought comes, A good thought comes, we take that action near to the end. And what we say, no, it's the same action. There's so many people see it, and people think, oh, it should be a big gathering, and then you'll be named, and then you will see something, big ibadat and worship, we get tired. We think that's good deeds. But how much we are losing every day. Allah Ta'ala has given us the method, small actions, easy formulas, easy actions. And how great was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his every action. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us put effort into his every action. When we see an action of the sunnah, we shouldn't think that, oh, am I going to win this person's heart over? We shouldn't think that, is this person against me or with me, my friend, or is he my foe? No. Where are you going to buy from the shop? Allah Ta'ala says, your face becomes so beautiful when you smile. When you smile, such your beautiful teeth are shown, your lips spread wide, and your lips and your face looks nice, and a light and a nur comes into your face, and light comes into the eyes, and the eyelids look good, and the smile is nice. But when you sit down like an idol, like a statue, frowning, and complaining, and you've got nothing to say, and your face is glum and gloomy, and look sad. Look at the difference. Allah Ta'ala has given us the strength. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to share it. One smile of a person can transform the mood of everybody and society around him. It can soften the hearts of the people. Experience this. Even if it's your enemy, he will start laughing and smiling with you. Even his teeth will burst out from his lips. And remember, smiling attracts smiling. Smiling brings about smiling. The Prophet ﷺ's words weren't insignificant, were they? Without meaning. So this is one thing. If we start from with this good deed, and all the other deeds that we suppress, let's start to open them. At least when we meet someone, smile, laugh a little bit, show some good akhlaq to that person. And you, if you think about it and you don't practice it, you have to cry that we're not taking advantage of the opportunities. So there's benefit here as well. If we want to get more chance than that to do bigger deeds, then they are there. Alhamdulillah, nur ala nur, light upon light, we shouldn't leave them. But I'm just giving an example of the first step. Like for example, people like us, talib ilm, students, I just gave the example of a small deed of smiling, but there are bigger deeds than this. Great they are, and they will benefit us. But why don't we practice the deeds that come to our mind during the day, despite them being so easy? Why don't we practice them? Why don't we implement the good thoughts into good deeds? What's the reason for this? There's one reason. When a person doesn't practice a good thought, there's a reason. We don't appreciate these deeds, these thoughts. We think they're small and insignificant. We think that they're not important. We degrade them. Oh, what's this deed? I'll give someone a miswak. What reward am I going to get for that? What difference is going to make to me? Or if there's somebody who's a big sinner, who's done a lot of sins, sinful, you say, oh, what's the point of me succeeding through this act? What's the point of me giving a glass of water to another brother? Will my sins be eliminated? I've done the biggest sins under the sun. What difference is it going to make to me? I might as well just carry on the way am I. Being a person who doesn't have hope, who's frustrated, who doesn't have the ameed in what Allah Ta'ala will give to us. Forget others. What about me? Us? You? We think this is a reward. I'm not going to get reward for this. Oh, this deed's got no reward in. What's the point of wasting my breath and my actions? Astaghfirullah. My brothers, as I said, that a deed that will take us out of being sinful and becoming the walis of Allah, do you think they're small, those deeds? So these are two opposite things. In my eyes, I think that these deeds are insignificant. If they were not significant in my heart, would I not embrace these deeds, run after these deeds, implement these deeds? What comes in my mind and my heart, would I not run after them? So what we realize is that in our eyes and hearts, these deeds are insignificant. They don't have any weight. I'll give you an example of appreciation and lack of appreciation. If somebody gives you a gift, you understand? Hadiya, gift. If somebody gives me or you a gift, when somebody gives a gift, you have to give a gift, isn't it? And somebody gives me a gift or you a gift, and he wasn't some big shot individual. He was maybe like middle class, and he gave you a gift. You say, oh, thank you, Jazakallah, and you put it to the side. Somebody higher rank than him, then you will look at him with attention. Oh, mashallah, he's given me a gift. And when someone higher than that in society gives you a gift, then you will take that gift graciously, nicely, warmly. You'll tell four or five others, oh, you know he gave me a gift. And then you'll decorate that gift on your cabinet, on your shelf in your front room at home. And then people will come guess and say, where did you get that from? You say, he gave me that. Do you know that? You say, he gave you this. Let's go higher than this then. Let's go to the highest level. And who will that person be? He'll give you a gift. And then you'll announce, you know, this person, the leader, he gave it to me. And you'll want always that people will ask you. And then you'll write, oh, from this person, son of this person. And you'll write in your home, on your cabinet, on your shelf. And everybody will see it, will know that this person gave you the gift. But the gift that Allah Ta'ala gives, what appreciation do we have for that, my brothers? That Allah, the Lord, the Creator, and He gives me or you a gift. Do we respect it? Do we value it? Do we appreciate it? Do we know the price of it? What is the azmat of it? The greatness of it? The value of it? So when the thought of goodness comes into our heart, our minds, our hearts, this is hadiyah from Allah. This is a gift from Allah. When you think of doing good deeds, where are these thoughts coming from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the gift. It's not me who's thinking. I'm not creating these good thoughts. Or Zayd or Bakr, they're not giving me these thoughts. Where's this hadiyah gift? From directly the Lord of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us the gift of thinking good. Where's it come from? I repeat, I ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think, a normal person who's a big shot in society, he gives me a gift, I love it, I share it, I show it off. So if a good thought comes into my heart and it's coming directly from Rabbul Alameen, the hadiyah, the gift of Allah, should I grab that hadiyah and appreciate it, or should I throw it away and reject it? Think for a second. Allah, how displeased He will be with me that I'm giving hadiyah, gift to this person, a present, that you do this action, and He's Hakim, He's Aleem, He is the master, and the gift He gives to me will be full of wisdom and nur and understanding and great significance. Even if Allah has given it to someone who doesn't understand, but Allah says there's so many thousands of hikmahs behind that gift. And let's take one hikmah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives somebody the gift of good thoughts to do good deeds, good intention to do a good deed, then the biggest point about that gift of Allah is that Allah wants to save that person from Jahannam, the fire of hell. That's why the good thought has come into his mind, into his heart. Look at the hikmah of Allah. One hikmah, I'm telling you, that you are a severe sinner, you don't have a chance, you are tumbling, you are going towards destruction, you are full of deficiencies, and there are deficiencies in your mind, in your heart, a speech can't enter into your mind, you don't recognize what's good, people are giving you dawah and trying hard with you, but Allah says, hidayah is in my hands. To give guidance is my action, in my control. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared a method that the worst of the sinners, the extreme sinner, even if he's not a mu'min, even if he doesn't have deen in his heart, and Allah Ta'ala says, I give him a chance also, because Allah says, giving hidayah is my job. And such a beautiful hidayah Allah Ta'ala presents to that person. Allah Ta'ala prepares for that person, and direct the thought goes into the heart of a human being like an injection is pumped into the vein. And from that thought that is injected into the heart, that human being who has that thought, he has to extract that thought into a physical action, and Allah says, I'll make it a good deed. Now how? We now have to decide who appreciates this, who values this, and who doesn't. Remember this point. That Allah Ta'ala, if He injects into my heart, to your heart, a good deed, a good thought, and we suppress it, we are doing zulm. We are oppressing that good deed, that good thought. Will we do this? The question doesn't arise. A Muslim can never do this. Whenever a good thought comes to your mind, what should we do? Practice on that thought. Not suppress it, not squeeze it, not reject it. I have to think, when I'm sleeping, lying down, walking, sitting, talking, is a good thought come to my heart? Oh, brother, do this action. You'll be successful. The person who stops, doesn't do it, he is a loser and he'll get adab. The person who practices on it, implements that good thought, Allah will give him progression. And then Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at the file. How many sins has he committed? What has he done bad? This is a hadiyah, a gift from Allah. A good thought is min janib from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min janib from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that the person who has that thought, he says, where's this thought come from? Do this action, do the action. And he doesn't understand the value, the importance of that thought. For example, you're sitting down. Oh, shall I go and give some water to this brother? The thought comes in your mind. Where's that thought come from? Allah's put into my mind, my heart. Is it beneficial for the person I'm giving water or me? It's my benefit. I'm not benefiting that person. I'm benefiting myself if I give water to that person. Allah knows that my conclusion in the hereafter is bad at the moment. I'm going to get punished. Allah says, how shall I save him? Let me inject into his heart a good thought. And this is the sunnah of Allah. This is the sunnah ilahi. Look at this good deed. All you did was you smiled at someone when you looked at him. And the sunnah of Allah is that the good deed attracts the good deed. A good deed sucks on another good deed. Allah said, I gave you the permission to smile. You did a good deed. And this good deed will pull on another good deed and will allow you to do another good deed. And the sunnah ilahi, Allah says, on every separate deed, I will elevate you. I will increase you. So this is why Allah gives us the chance. When insan, he does amal on one deed, then it attracts another deed, another deed, another deed. There are multitudes of deeds. The sinner who was a sinner minutes back, minutes ago, and due to the multitudes of deeds and the multiplication of the deeds, he becomes a wali in the ghawth. What an easy formula, my brothers. What an easy formula. And this is haqiqat. This is reality. I've seen with my eyes many people. They've become transformed after sitting in the company of the walis of Allah. I've seen many people, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, they used to come in such a bad way. And such people used to come, and they used to then transform their lives and reach to the high maqam. I remember when I went to my village and I saw an individual, I saw him. And he went to pray, Zohar time, Zohar prayer. I saw him and he put his goods down and went to pray. Salaam. I'm talking about the village, the rural village. Locality. And after such a long time, he went to pray. After a long time. And he saw that there was a person in a beautiful situation. Alhamdulillah. Nur ala nur. Immersed in light. And he was immersed in the dhikr of Allah after dhuhr. And he said, I had to stop. He said, my tiredness went. Such a long journey I had taken. And it was salah time. I went to pray salah after doing wudu. And I hadn't even sat at home. I just put my goods down from here to get to my village. 3 or 4 days it took to get to my village. I'm talking about an old event. And I sat down. I said, when he's free, I have to ask this person, what is it you're doing? He was sitting doing ibadah. Subhanallah. He's looking, he's doing a unique, beautiful. I'd never seen that action here. I said, this is a new form of creation. Where I lived in this village, this person wasn't here. This action wasn't here. So when salah finished, and he was free from his wazaif, his dhikr, and when I said salam, when he saw my eyes, then suddenly I said his name. I don't want to say the name now. I said, you? And he embraced me. Because he, in our generation, was one of the people, the worst people, the sinner, used to give bad advice to other people. He said, he was a person with bad attitude, didn't believe in Allah properly, and he spoiled the generation around him. And he was a doctor. And first I stepped back, a bit surprised. Have you changed your attire? Are you here as a pretender? Are you in disguise? Why are you here? And then he started smiling. He said, yes, you say right. You must be amazed and shocked. But this is a unique point. This is weird what's happened. I said, tell me what's happened. He said, nothing happened. Just the situation was this, that here, Hazrat was here. And he's talking about my sheikh. And I realized that he's come here, Hazrat. And I didn't know what I was before. And I thought, okay, let me go and ask these 2-3 questions. What kind of sheikh is this person? He's talking about my teacher, my sheikh. And let me see if he can answer my questions. If he can give the answers, then I'll believe he's a sheikh. He said, I came with this niyah, with the niyah intention of joking. And I reached to Hazrat's gathering. He said, when I was walking, I changed my intention. No, maybe he's pious, maybe he's good. Let's leave the wrong niyah. Let me change my niyah from joking and jesting and testing. Okay, I'll make my niyah now that I'll go and do musafa, shake the hand of the wali, and I'll ask him to do dua. Then he changed his niyah. He said, when this good fool came in my heart, that go and respect that sheikh and just shake his hands, nothing more. He said, that's all I had. Maybe he's pious, maybe I should not joke, no mess about. I've messed about too much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he liked that good fool because Allah put that good fool into his mind. And when he went and extracted that good thought and he shook the hands physically with Hazrat, it made him do tawbah. And look where he reached that time when I was with him. One good thought became the deed. Hazrat Abib Ajmeri rahmatullah alayh, in our Aqabirin, a great wali, Hassan Basri rahmatullah, at that time. I'm telling you one or two events for this reason so you understand what I've said today, the theory that don't suppress the good thoughts, bring it out of your mind into physical action. Extract it into the reality. So he was a very bad man. He was a sinner. His life was full of interest. He used to give money, loans, and take more money back in because he used to add interest to it. And the person who didn't repay him with interest, he used to oppress him by force, take the money, and he used to mete out injustice. People were scared of him. And once he was angry, there was a person who owed him money, and he went to collect his money. To collect his debt and the interest on top. He said, give me the money back plus the interest on top. That person hid somewhere. He ran away. And his wife was home. She said, we have nothing. There's nothing at home. There's nothing. There's just here a little part of the goat. We've got nothing else apart from them. So he said, yes, give me that. He was such a wretched person. He took that as well. Then he went and he put it in his home. And he said to his wife, don't cook this. Then the other people who owe me this, I want to bring from his interest the wood and the flour, and then I'm not going to spend a penny from my home. He was such a wretched person. He was like this, his mentality. He wanted to attain all of the money through the interest route. Hazrat Habib Ajwari rahmatullah alayh. So he went through the streets, he's passing by the streets in the same way, with the same intention, with the same thinking, how I'm going to accrue and hoard the wealth. There were kids playing in the street. When they saw him come, they said, oh, run, run, run. He's come, the man with interest, man with interest. The interest hoarder, the interest hoarder, the sinner, he's coming. He said, these people, I'm so disrespected amongst people, the people that hate me, they're scared of me. So as he was passing, Hassan Basri, rahmatullah, his gathering was taking place. He was the wali of Allah of his time, Hassan Basri, rahmatullah, alayhi, great wali. And while he was passing by there, he said, okay, his heart felt sad after hearing the people taunting him and disrespecting him. He thought, let me go and say salam to us. Just a good thought came. Let me just go and say salam to Hazrat and meet this wali of Allah. Just a little good thought. He was a sinner. He doesn't know. He's full of the sins, the bad intentions, plans. He said, let me just go and see Hazrat Hasan Basri and do salam. He went in. He extracted his good thought. He went and did salam. They shook the hands. Soon as he shook the hand, the topic of was what? Tawbah. Hazrat Hasan Basri was talking about repentance. And Hazrat said, Tawbah, repentance. And he put his hands forward and said, please do my Tawbah as well. Please accept my repentance as well. That said, when he did Tawbah, Hazrat Hasan Basri was the one who told him how to do Tawbah. Hazrat Habib Ajwi, rahmatullahi alayhi, did the Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala said, I've accepted your good deed, my servant, because you thought good, you did a good deed, and good deeds suck on good deeds, attract them. Allah Ta'ala accepted the Tawbah. When he departed the gathering, his life had changed, turned upside down, 180 degrees, tan. When he left the gathering, he was walking back that through the same street. The same kid said, move out of the way. Habib's coming. Habib's coming. Allah's wali's coming. Allah's wali coming. May not be. We're playing. And maybe the dirt from our playing will come onto his body and will be destroyed. Habib's coming. Habib's coming. Habib sat down and did sajda, and he prostrated and cried on the dust. Allah, I've just done tawbah now. 5 minutes ago, and you've accepted my tawbah. You've transformed my name. You've made my name full of respect. People are respecting me. Ah, Allah, how you accept the tawbah of your servants. So brothers, this is the reality. This is the reality that good deeds are not far away. Good deeds are not far away. Nearness of Allah is not far away. Paradise is not far away. Hellfire is not far away, that we can not cool it in this world. We have the capacity. We have the capability. We have the ability, and we have sins within us, and the conditions are there around us. But Allah's mercy is greater. Allah's mercy is stronger, more powerful. Such mercy of Allah, that every second Allah's mercy seeks excuses to save us. Allah's prepared. Allah's prepared that in our minds, Allah Ta'ala injects a thought in the heart of a believer. Allah always injects the good thoughts. Always injects the good thoughts. From today, let's try it. That whenever, whether it's a small thought or a big thought, whenever a good thought comes into the heart, straight away implement it. Immediately implement it. Take it to the extreme, that these thoughts come to my heart. Definitely let me implement it now. Maybe Allah will forgive me and save me due to this. We hear this story many times and hear this and read this. That what was in that person? He was surrounded. There was a woman full of sins. But what did she do? Allah Ta'ala injected into her heart a good deed. Agreed. That feed this dog with the water. Quench the thirst. Did she have any chance? She had no haya. She was a sinner. Was there any chance she could have gone into paradise? She was the worst of the women at that time in her locality. Somebody came and gave a tabligh. Did they? No. Did anyone say anything good to her? Did she hear a speech? Did somebody call her to give her Quran lessons or deen or whatever? No preparation there, no gathering, no assembly. And this couldn't have happened. Allah knew that she could not get hidayah because she was blind, deaf and dumb. Nobody could save her. But even then, despite of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is such that every sin, the worst of the sinners, the worst of the sinners, Allah Ta'ala wants to take them to paradise. So such a preparation Allah Ta'ala made. Such a preparation. Look, that woman in that locality, she's on her own, in isolation. She could do what she wanted, but a thought of goodness came into her heart. But she was in a test and a challenge. She thought, sure, I've got this thought in my heart. I'm a bad woman. I'm dirty. I'm a sinner. And this dog, you can die thirsty. So what? What can I do? Because when a person sins, the heart becomes black like a stone, like a rock. And when they see someone dying, destroyed, they don't tremble. They see bad things in the world, they don't tremble. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala injects into that person's heart a good thought, a good thought, a good regard, then it's Allah's mercy that comes, and that person practices that, then his life turns upside down. So what did that woman do? Nothing. There was nothing magic about her. Nothing. This was the fadl of Allah. And soon as the thought came into her heart, a good thought, that I have to give the water, let me quench the thirst of this dog, and she implemented it. Suddenly she extracted that thought, she took a shuwaf, she put it into the well, she extracted the water, and that water she gave to the dog. The water is going into the mouth, the stomach of the dog, and she is walking in paradise at that stage. One dog, impure creature, And where did the action take that woman? It took her to paradise. She became close to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability that the good thoughts that come with speed into our hearts, and today they come with a lot of speed with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's blessings, and the dhakir, they get good thoughts all the time. Straight away implement the good deeds. Don't look at your pocket, or have to feed this person, or have to feed this person, or have to give water to this person, or he likes Coke, give him Coke. Or if he likes this, oh, let me invite this person. Whatever thought comes, straight away implement it. Straight to implement it, because we've heard the hadith Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and this is sahih, this is correct, upright, that don't think a good deed as insignificant, like the tafsir before this, the explanation, don't think a deed as insignificant, because as long as you think it as insignificant, you won't practice it, you won't be able to extract it from your mind and heart into practice. So that's why I said, first and foremost, understand the importance of good deeds. Who sent it? Who is telling us? Who is informing us? What's the status? This has come from Allah. It's a gift that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Don't think it as small. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, beware, how dare we think that a good thought is a small thing. Never think a good thought for a good deed is insignificant. So Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that never think a good deed or thinking of good deed is something that's not important. Rather, it's a gift that's come from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You heard this hadith now, haven't you? You've heard the hadith, but look how beautiful point has come out of it. So never consider the good thought and a good deed as minor, as not important, not necessary. It's very great. Why? Because Allah sent it. I'm saying it so many times. Don't think it's not a waste of time. It's not worth it. Rather, even the smallest so-called, it can never be small, because Allah has given you that gift. So even the smile is a massive, massive, massive deed. Fulfill that deed and think and understand that this deed may save me. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.